This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Thursday, November 10th, 2016. I'm Michael Lundgren reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. With a win at home against the Seattle Seahawks this Sunday, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady would tie Brett Favre as the second winningest quarterback in NFL history. Brady currently has 198 wins to Favre's 199, with all-time leader Peyton Manning sitting at 200 wins. ESPN's Football Power Index gives New England an 81% chance to beat Seattle at home on Sunday, and a 75% chance to beat the San Francisco 49ers on the road next Sunday. If Brady can notch wins over the next 2 weeks, it would put him in a position to break the all-time win record on Sunday Night Football against the New York Jets in Week 12. The Patriots had perfect practice attendance for the second straight day on Thursday, with only three players, tight end Martellus Bennett, wide receiver Julian Edelman, and defensive tackle Alan Branch, listed with limited participation. Running back Deion Lewis was once again on the field with his teammates, making it seven practice sessions that Lewis has participated in since coming back from the physically unable to perform list. The increase in workload, as well as increased presence around the locker room, has led to many questions about when Lewis will be back on the active roster. In order for Lewis to be eligible to play this season, he must be activated by next Thursday at the latest. If Lewis were to play this Sunday against Seattle, he would have to be activated by 4 p.m. on Saturday. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.